Would it refer to the big, I guess you call it a wash pot or something that was outside that women used to use to do their washing outside in? That wouldn't be a kettle, would it? A kettle is smaller.
A kettle is closed. It'll have a lid on top. It raises up to put the water in, like the old, when you didn't have running water in the house, had to dip the water in.
Oh.
Had a lid you would raise up, fasten on one spot, I believe, and pour the water in, and then put the lid back in place. And the kettle was closed except for the spout that you poured the water out of
when it was hot. Mm-hmm. Is it the same thing, really, that we call a tea kettle now? Or larger?
It's similar. It's probably larger. My wife and I, after we married, bought a tea kettle, a whistling tea kettle.
Oh.
And we still had it. We don't, of course, haven't used it in many, many years, but we still got it as a souvenir. It was closed, but it had a little vent hole in the spout that would whistle. When it get hot and water start boiling, it'd whistle.
Oh, that's cute. I guess that when you didn't have hot water in the house, it was necessary to have larger things to boil it in when you needed to have hot water for purposes. And now all you do is do it, I guess, for instant coffee, probably.
Yes.
What do you call the glass container that you would put cut flowers in?
Vase.
And when you sit down to the table to eat, there are usually three utensils beside the plate. What do you call those?
Knife, fork, spoon.
All right, and if you had a fork and a spoon and then two of the sharp one, what would you call them? Just the plural, if you had two of them. You have a fork on one side and a spoon, and then the other one that you told me the name of. And if you had two of those, you'd say I had two.
Steak knives.
Okay. I'm still looking for that word that we use for dishware, and I'm going to try a roundabout way of getting it. What is the country on the other side of the world where Ho Chi Minh lives?
North Vietnam.
No, I chose the wrong country. How about Mao Zedong?
China.
We did it! Do they call dishware China very much? Do you say, when you company dishes, do you say, this is my China and these are my dishes?
Not unless we're trying to put on the dog.
No. Okay. I can see why we had a problem. Now, thinking about that word that we finally managed to get after I went through North Vietnam to do it, I'm really very, very with it. Does this remind you at all of the word for the little round object that a hen would sit on?
I don't think so.
Have you ever heard it called a China egg?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But it did have a name, but I can't remember what.
Okay.
I mean, that's probably the right name, but
it wasn't called that
at our house.
I had never heard that before. Evidently it is in use somewhere, though. After you work in the barn, you do something to your hands before you eat. You
wash.
And after you have had a large meal at your home, can you kind of summarize the activities that take place in the process of getting everything put away, cleaned up and put away? We'll get out of the kitchen sooner or later, believe me.
The dishes are taken and emptied. And what's left goes out to the cats and dog.
Do you have cats?
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
And they're just washed by hand, not dishwasher at my house.